Great. Those are the main things. Otherwise, I'd love to get shared on what you experienced through that, going through the process. So if I start top down, I think there's a couple of things just to ask you, I guess, in these last shares, and again, I'm aware of the time, so just a couple of sentences to say what you experienced there, what you're taking away from this experience and today, and of course, I'll ask any questions. Tony's got his hand up, and I think I heard him say he needs to go. So yes, Tony, do you want to share before you need to fly?
Yeah, exactly. So thanks very much. I enjoyed it very much today, and the realization was simply that between putting my attention on the fear or putting my attention on the cookie cutters which came up concerning very non-personal awareness experience of being at peace in the countryside, that it was really to my benefit to do the latter. And that's what allows me to grow and to feel even more grounded in who I am. So it's beautiful. Thank you.
Beautiful. Thanks for being here, Tony. Now, I love that. It's a sort of sometimes it's just so wonderfully simple just to remind you of in a way what you know, what you don't do, and it just settles it into the body. Beautiful. Thanks very much. Great. I know you have to fly, so I'll send you big hugs and hope to see you in a month's time on the call.
Okay.
And of course, we'll keep the abundance group going on Facebook if you want to come and share in there also. Fab. Well, let's start at the top then and go to your partner, Gina. Hey, Gina, what did you experience?
Hello.
Well, yeah, go
Hi.
ahead.
Yes, I'm slightly confused on some levels, but I'll talk to you about it after the call. The first thing I want to say is I always find it, in a general sense, globally, you know, with doing MPA, is that when you always say the words, you know, it's not personal, it brings that sense that really nothing matters ever. It's all so irrelevant on some levels, and that makes me laugh. So every time I do MPA, that always comes up anyway. What came up with this was, I guess my cookie cutter, my situational cookie cutter was slightly negative. So everything that came out, the four words that came out after that were negative with it, and I kind of got really confused with it. I'm not sure what was going on at the end there. So if I've got to cookie, you know, got to sort of, I don't know. I just feel like, I'm all over the place. But the interesting thing is
Okay, so.
one of those four words was lack, which has been a strong theme throughout, is lack, and that word is still hanging around. So, it's been interesting working through it and, you know, feeling that that word is something that resonates very strongly. So it'll be interesting MPAing that going forward. But
Okay,
it's been
great. So
brilliant.
it's a really good share because it's one of those things that does come up again and again, and people will probably encounter it at some point, is you have this idea that they should all come out with, in quotes, positive cookie cutters, but that isn't necessarily the way the universe wants to work this with you. Again, if I come back to all of the chunked up big frames that we do in MPA, they all have the essence of the little six line MPA process, which sometimes you look for a what would I like to let in, which you expect something positive, but what has animation is something that is actually a letting out situation, because the universe knows that the next step is the best step, which might be let go before you let in. So that's my guess on what might have happened. I'll have a look at what you did later, but again, just as I know you will, just let it go, okay, and then let it be a discovery of how that transforms. Maybe that was why the instruction came as 7 to 30, because it may be that it's more on those kind of situations where it's going to be 7 days. I don't know. We'll explore that together, really. But
Great.
great share.
Brilliant.
Thanks, Tony. Brilliant. All right. Okay. Coming up next on my little list is Deborah. Yeah, Deborah, go ahead.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. All well, fine. I'm hungry now. Can I say goodbye?
You didn't eat before. Okay, fair enough. Brilliant.
Brilliant.
Fair
I
enough.
look forward to doing them specifically again and doing some of the others that come up as well. So yeah, it'd be good. I look forward to checking in September. And
Brilliant.
thank you,
Okay,
Universe. This
David.
is all perfect timing. So thank you for picking up on it, Joel.
You're welcome. Cheers, Deborah. Well, enjoy your dinner.
Thank you. Bye, everybody. And thank you for all my pairings and sharings.
Great. Okay, well, let's go to your partner, Michelle, then. Oh, I love that. Straightforward honesty. Michelle, go ahead.
Hello, everybody. Yes, that was pretty enlightening. And one of the big ones for me, which came up, which was all or nothing. And going through and doing the NPA, I came back with centralization. I didn't even know such a word existed.
Wow.
So, yeah, centralization. Everywhere else. Well, that's what I think is, looking everywhere else, where it's coming from. That was quite a key moment for
Michelle,
me to find that
okay,
much.
I've got to say I'm barely hearing what you're saying, but what's happening is we're getting like submarine sounds in between every
Oh.
word. Well, I'm hearing
Okay, moving
centralization.
on.
Oh, that's good. Well, a big hug. Thanks, Michelle. All right, Andy, let's come to you. Let me give you the mic. There you go. Yeah, Andy, go ahead. Just a quick share from you.
Is it Angie or Anki?
That was Angie. As you can
Oh,
hear.
okay. Hello.
Okay.
Sorry,
That's you.
it's not a very clear line for me either. No. It was quite funny, but quite profound today's. So I got a few things that came up, but and I the one that I chose was, a very mundane, practical thing, but really needs doing. And I've got a chimney that needs fixing, and I've got a builder coming in September to fix it, but very little money to pay him with, for various reasons. So that was an interesting journey. And in the 30 days, next time we connect, things will have changed shape. So it's within that time that this chimney is going to get fixed or not. But what came up wasn't mundane at all. It was all about heart chakras and pain and joy and forgiveness. So it was quite bizarre, but good.
Fabulous. And again, great example. I love that you were willing just to go with fixing a chimney or whatever, in that kind of something very simple pops out and has animation, you follow it. It gives you the practical but also the profound. And again, that's a good example to you. This is how you can use these things going forward. This little frame that you've just done today, together with your clear relational expression energies, when something comes up that you feel it's an area of abundance, it's an area of money, it's these things, you can use this frame just to really line everything up. Use this wonderful sort of money abundance, natural abundance, money impact thing, to really bring conscious, energetic attention and the non-personal perspective to help smooth the road, including chimneys. It's brilliant. I love that you did that, Angie. Well done. Thanks so much. Let's go to your partner, Charlotte. Let me give you the mic, Charlotte. Yeah, go ahead.
Hi, I really enjoyed this week. It was much more light-hearted for me than last week. My situational one was eventually, which is like, one of those where it doesn't really make sense, but it does when you're kind of doing it, when you feel the energy. But so that
Yeah,
was really
again,
cool.
that's the thing again with cookie cutters where it doesn't make sense in the beginning, but by the time you've gone through the process, you go, oh, now I understand why it needed to not make sense or how it makes sense now. Fab. I love that it was lighter for you this week. That's great. Thanks, Charlotte. Awesome. Marilyn, you're up next.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, mine was a weird one. It was a want to know. And one of the responses was no. So it was quite blissful actually, and I kept smiling and kept feeling quite joyous and blissed out. So it was really nice, and I went back to my roses, which I had in the first week.
Oh, wonderful.
Which I thought was really interesting. So, yeah, all in all, I'm feeling
pretty
fantastic. Yes.
Great. Well done. I'm glad you could make it today, Marilyn. That's wonderful. Great. Okay, let's go to Leah then. Yes, Leah.
Hey there.
Hey there.
Let's see. Mine turned out to be my situation with the whole kit and caboodle.
Wow.
So we stayed on this kind of lightheartedness, you know. It's a little hard to say that without smiling. So, yeah, it was quite interesting how some of the words that came up were, it was wound up being kind of circular in that some of the words were other words that had come up in the past.
Yeah. So you're kind of in the territory. It's your own territory on one level, there's the thing where each time you meet a cookie cutter, it's a different energy. At the same time,
right.
Our labels will tend to be similar in similar areas. And that can be very interesting. Like easy is one that's come up for me several times on this frame. But I was working on, in a way, the same or the similar energy of a situation. It's fascinating, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Great. Good. Okay, thanks, Leah. That's wonderful. Last but by no means least, that's on the call, is Anki, the surprise attendee of the day. It's great.
Well,
so, go ahead, Anki.
Yeah, it was a very deep and unexpected experience, and everything came together in the last one. And phew, tears are still coming up because everything was aligned with me, with who I feel I am deep inside, whatever that is. And, you know, inside, outside, everything I deeply long for and everything I feel the line with, of everything was aligned with who I recognize as myself. Anyway, it was a very blissful feeling, and everything went every direction, and everything, as I said, came together. You know, it was.
So what I'm hearing from several of you. Go on.
Sorry.
I said, what I'm hearing from everybody, a lot of people here is there's a lot of bliss happening and getting connected to some very vast energies. So that's really cool.
Yeah, that's a good description.
It all came together. Beautiful. Well, thanks, Anki, and thanks, everyone. It's been such a great ride for me. I always said from up front, it was part of this was me doing my own looking at abundance and money myself, and it's been so great to have all of you along for the ride. I'm looking forward to us reconnecting in 4 weeks' time. Obviously, I'll send out the emails to let you know, and the replays and the pages for that. In the meantime, go play with these, especially with this last frame. Now you've got the pieces of the puzzle. You can apply it to different situations. And I'm going to keep the Facebook group alive going forward, just so that you can come in there and reconnect any time that you like. Otherwise, have a beautiful rest of your day. I'll see you in 4 weeks or on Facebook. And namaste to you all. I will see you all in some way soon. Bye, bye for now, guys. Good night.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Good night, everyone. You are currently the only person in this conference.